We continue our learning. We are in Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Now, we mentioned that the Mishkan stood in Shiloh for 369 years, and during that time, there was an Isser Bamos. You couldn't bring Karbanos on a private Bama. And then we spoke about the fact that eventually Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, and once again there was an Isser Bamos. Between that time, there was a Heter Bamos. So it sounds like when we had the Mishkan in Shiloh or the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, the halachos were basically the same. But the Mishnah here says, now there's a difference. Ein bein Shiloh liYerushalayim, ela shebeShiloh ochlim kodshim kalim umaser sheni b'chol haroeh v'Yerushalayim lefinim min hachoma. Here's the difference between when Mishkan stood in Shiloh and when he had a Mikdash in Yerushalayim. And that is, when it comes to Kachim Kalim, like Karban Toda, Karban Shlomim, Karban Pesach, the Karbanos that we're a little bit more lenient with when it comes to certain halachos, where we're able to eat them, and the Matan Damim, the type of sprinkling that we do. So the Kachim Kalim and Maaser Sheni, which is produce where after we give one-tenth to the Levi, we take another one-tenth and we bring that to Yerushalayim. So Maaser Sheni also has to be in the city of Yerushalayim. But what happened when we had a Mishkan in Shiloh? So the Kachim Kalim and the Maaser Sheni, of course, you could eat them within the city of Shiloh. That's obvious. But the Mishnah says, B'chol HaRoeh, you could even eat the Karbanos of Kachim Kalim or your Maaser Sheni. Remember, Maaser Sheni applies once we conquered Eretz Yisrael and divided Eretz Yisrael. So that was, so therefore it did apply when we had a Mishkan. But you could eat the Maaser Sheni produce or the Kachim Kalim Karbanos, as long as you could see Shiloh. According to Rashi, according to the Rambam, B'chol HaRoeh means as long as you could see some of the Mishkan itself. Okay, whether it's the city or the Mishkan, the bottom line is that was not a heter that we have when it came to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, and the Mishnah says Yerushalayim lefinim in achoma. You had to be, you wanted to eat your Karban Pesach, you wanted to eat Karban Tardor, you wanted to eat Karban Shlomim, you had to eat Maaser Sheni produce, you had to be within the walls of the old city of Yerushalayim. It was not sufficient to see Yerushalayim if you were outside the wall. So there lies the distinction between Shiloh and Yerushalayim itself. From where do we derive this? So the pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, Devarim, Perek Yud Beis, Hishomer lecha pen ta'ale olosecha, guard yourself lest you bring up the offering of a karbon olah b'chol makom asher tireh. So what do you see from here? What am I not allowed to do? I'm not allowed to offer pen ta'ale olosecha b'chol makom asher tireh. B'chol makom asher tireh yatamale. Yeah, if you're not allowed to offer the karbon if you can just see the Mishkan in Shiloh, just see the city of Shiloh. Avalata ochel b'chol makom, but there's no restriction on eating the karbon. It implies that the eating of the karbon is allowed as long as you see the city, as long as you see the Mishkan. You don't have to be within the city, within the walls of the city of Shiloh. So that's the chiddush here that we have when it comes to the heter that we have when it comes to Shiloh. Once again, the pasuk teaches us you're not allowed to be mala. You can't offer the karbon if you can see, but eating the karbon you can if you can see. But Yerushalayim, once again, Yerushalayim lifin min achoma, you have to eat the Maaser Sheni and the Kachim Kalim within the walls of Yerushalayim itself, the old city. V'kan, but whether it's Shiloh or Yerushalayim, Kachay Kachim, the more strict karbonos that we have, the karbon chatas, the sin offering, the karbon asham, the guilt offering, where there's the sprinkling of the blood, is and other halachos that are more severe with respect to these karbonos, Nechalim l'fnim min haklaim. They have to be eaten within the curtains. Now, the curtains, we had curtains in the Mishkan. We didn't have curtains in the Beis HaMikdash. We had walls. What it means is that you had to eat them within the curtains of the Mishkan itself or within the walls of the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. There was no difference between Shiloh and Yerushalayim with respect to Kachay Kachim. And then the Mishnah concludes, Kedushas Shiloh Yesh Achareha Heter. With respect to the Kedusha of Shiloh, when Shiloh was destroyed, the Bamos, there was Heter afterwards, which means there was a Heter Abamos. As we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, you could bring your own private Karbanos, your Karbanos on a private Bama. But Kedushas Yerushalayim Ein Achareha Heter. After Yerushalayim was destroyed, after the Mikdash was destroyed, there is no Heter Abamos. We're not allowed to bring Karbanos on a Bama. Now that Yerushalayim is more strict over Shiloh with respect to the Heter Abamos after its destruction. Perek, we begin in the second Perek of Megillah. Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. HaKorei Es HaMegillah. Limafreya, person who reads the Megillah out of order. So it doesn't have to mean backwards. Mafreya means literally from the beginning. It means that a person, let's say, reads a one pasuk, skips the next one, and reads the third one, and goes back to the second pasuk. So that's out of order is not allowed, says Mishnah Lo Yatzah. Where do we learn this from? So for pasuk and perek tes, in the Megillah itself, it says, V'hayomim ho'ele nizkarim v'nasim. These days should be remembered, which is the mitzvah of reading the Megillah, but v'nasim means to do, to perform. So what's the connection between nizkarim and naasim? So the Gemara says, huksha zechira la'asiyah. We make a comparison between the reading of the Megillah, the remembering or the mentioning of the Megillah, and the asiyah, and the doing, which means the performance of mitzvos and the holiday, and just action. What does that mean? Ma'asiyah la'mafreyalo, just like when it comes to doing, what actions cannot be done out of order. And Rashi specifically says this means, I can't have the 15th of Adar before the 14th of Adar. That's impossible. So if Asiyah can't be done with Mafreya, and I have in this same Pasuk, Nizkarim and Nasim, if you can't do Nasim with Mafreya out of order, so obviously we do things chronologically. You can't do things backwards. So to Nizkarim, the reading of the Megillah has to be done in order. It cannot be done with Mafreya. And some say that the reason is the following, that you don't have Persume Nisa. How do you publicize the miracle if you read the story out of order? Obviously, in order to have the proper publicizing of the miracle is to read the story so people understand what happened first, what happened next, and then you see how the miracle unfolds. Then the Mishnah says, Kara Alper, or Kara Targum. Let's say you read the Megillah by heart. You didn't read it from a cloth. You didn't read it from a sefer, or from a real Megillah. Or you read it in Targum. You read it in Aramaic, but you don't understand Aramaic. B'chol Lashon, or you read it in another language other than Lashon HaKodesh, other than Hebrew, and you don't understand that language. Even if the Megillah is written in that other language, lo yatzah, you don't fulfill your mitzvah. Where do we learn this from? V'hayomim ha'ele nizkarim, it says the word nizkarim, and in the Megillah, and when it comes to the milchama with Amalek, it says, kesov in Parshas Bishalach, the end, kesov zos zikaron ba'sefer, so we learn gzera shava, and we compare the zikaron of the sefer in the end of the of Parshas Bishalach to the Nizkarim of the Megillah. And we learn the following. Zechira, Zechira. Masham b'sefer, Akan b'sefer. Just like over there that Yeshua had to write the Zikaron of this war, this battle with Amalek b'sefer, so too the Megillah has to be written in a sefer, which means it has to be read from a sefer. And therefore, if you read it by heart, lo yatzah. Now, the fact that I read it in Aramaic or in another language, what if the Megillah was written in that very language? Since you don't understand that language, that's as if you're reading it by heart, so therefore you're not going to be Yotzei. Aval, but the Mishnah says, Korin osa liloazos bilaz. But you can read the Megillah for those who don't understand Hebrew. You can read, and they only understand another foreign language, you can read it in that foreign language that they understand as long as the Megillah is written in front of them in that particular language. So it's a little bit difficult. But it means if you are a foreigner, you can hear the Megillah in that language as long as the Megillah is written in that language. But if, let's say, you're reading from a Hebrew text and you're translating that Hebrew into English, that's like you're reading it by heart. That's not going to work. Now, most poskim hold that a person who understands Hebrew should not be fulfilling his obligation by reading the Megillah in another language, even though he understands that other language. So if you understand, but other poskim say no. If I understand another, even though I understand Hebrew, if I understand another language, I can fulfill it with that foreign language as long as we have all, we follow all of these halachos. Now, to follow those halachos of reading another language is not so simple, because it means that you have to be reading the Megillah. How does that work? You have to write the Megillah on proper parchment. You need kosher dyo, kosher ink, and all the halachos that apply to Kisvei HaKodesh. And the translation that it's written in has to be accurate, has to be literal, which is also very, very difficult to do. as we mentioned in the past, even the Greek language, which we gave certain significance to, we don't have the same. It's not genuine. It's not accurate anymore. So, and therefore, this is not something that we generally do. We don't write the Megillahs in other languages. And we read the Megillah in Hebrew, and the Mishnah says anyway, V'haloes sheshama ashuris yatsa. And if you are someone who only understands a foreign language and you don't understand Hebrew, you don't understand ashuris, nonetheless, it was a regular irregular Hebrew. It was written on a Megillah, written in Hebrew, and ashuris, as we mentioned, is not the Ksav Ivri, the ancient text, but it's the Ksav Ashuris, the block letters that we have today. So then you're going to be yotze, even though you don't understand Hebrew. And the same way, and the Gemara points this out, the same way, we don't know what ha'ach, ha'achash teronim b'nei haramachim means, a phrase from the Megillah. So, and everyone's yotze anyway, so too, the Megillah is holy. The Hebrew language has kedusha to it. So therefore, reading the Megillah in that language, you discharge your obligation, even though you don't understand the language.